it is time for sport now with Bridget Tunnicliffe. And Scott McLaughlin, despite running over a mannequin during his race today, rebounded with a win this morning, Bridget.
That's right, and he put the disappointment of his IndyCar's disqualification behind him with the win as well. McLaughlin, driving for Team Penske, finished third in the season opener in Florida, but was disqualified for a technical infringement last week. But he got his campaign on track with a superb drive in this morning's race, which moves him up to ninth in the championship. McLaughlin was pleased with the performance.
Definitely one of my best drives in terms of just execution and just knocking out the laps, and really happy we get advance to the checkered flag there and bring home a W for Team Penske.
Fellow Team New Zealander Marcus Armstrong was ninth and Scott Dixon was 15th, which has cost him the championship lead to Colton Herta. The Black Caps T20 World Cup squad will be named this afternoon. And despite some great performances, it's unlikely many of the inexperienced players who toured Pakistan will make the squad. The Black Caps drew their T20 series with Pakistan yesterday morning. The coach, Gary Stead, says there is a chance some players involved in the Indian Premier League won't join up with the squad until it heads to the Caribbean at the end of May.
We'll have some camps before we go. We've obviously got a number of guys in the IPL that will either join us when they get knocked out of the IPL or join us immediately after that when we travel to the West Indies. So the guys will still be working hard. There'll be a number of fringe players who miss selection who will want to keep training as well just in case of injury.
New Zealand golfer Stephen Elker dropped three shots in the last four shots to finish in a tie for fourth in the latest US seniors event in Georgia. Meanwhile, Ryan Fox and his South African partner Garrick Hego finished strongly to tie for fourth in a PGA Teams event in New Orleans. Paris Saint-Germain have won their third consecutive French League One football title after second-place Monaco fell to a 3-2 defeat against Lyon. PSG are 12 points clear and cannot be caught with just three games remaining. Koinanga, Pūrongo, Hākinakina.